You. What the fuck were you thinking? I just had to spend all day cleaning up your fucking mess. Why did you? Is my job a fucking joke to you? Like, why would you even? Oh, you were just trying to rile me up, is that it? You didn't think it would be this big of a deal? I just had to run around the entire city trying to fix the crap you just pulled. Chasing after people, apologizing for your behavior, making a complete fool of myself. Don't fucking smile at me. Don't you dare. No, seriously. Who the fuck do you think you are? Messing with my life like that? You are way out of line. I swear to God, if you pull this kind of shit again, I'll... Oh, you're sorry, are you? You're sorry? No. No, you're not sorry. You're saying the words, but I can see it in your eyes. You're not sorry. But you're gonna be sorry, you fucking brat. I promise you that. On your knees. You heard me. Apologize. On your fucking knees. Now. Nope. Not good enough. Do you have an inkling of how badly you fucked up today? Don't. Don't give me those damn cute puppy dog eyes of yours. You're getting punished. I need to make damn fucking sure you never pull something like this again. Stand up. We're going to the bedroom. All right, pet. On your knees for me again. Oh, and close your eyes for me. I'm not letting you soften me up with that helpless little look of yours while I get a few things out of the closet. Good. See, that's what good boys do. They follow instructions. And they fucking behave. But you've been such a disobedient, bratty, bad puppy. And what happens to bad puppies? Louder. That's right, baby. Bad puppies get punished. I'm going to punish you, puppy. By the end of tonight, I'll have turned you from a bratty pet into my obedient good boy. I'll melt your brain into a submissive little puddle so you never disobey me again. Eyes closed, baby. And keep your hands behind your back for me. Good boy. Now, to get you all dolled up for me, sweetie, let me lean down and get level with your face and first your collar. Let me just get it around your neck. And then fasten it nice and tight. So every time you fucking swallow, you remember that you're my property. And there. Okay. There we go. Hey, open your eyes for me a sec. Those fucking puppy dog eyes of yours. Fuck. Tell me your safe word. Don't look at me all confused like that. It only makes you cuter. Tell me your safe word. Listen, I'm pissed as fuck with you. I'm going to make you pay for what you did. But you're just adorable enough that I want to make sure you're safe. So tell me your fucking safe word before I change my mind. Good boy. You say that word, and I'll consider showing you some mercy, puppy. Oh, and I can't have you giving me the eyes again, so let me just put this soft, silky blindfold over your eyes, just going to reach behind your head and tie it nice and snug. All done. Now, let's see if I can get you to say that safe word again, shall we? Here's the deal. Normally, I'd make you melt to my feet. By giving you pleasure. But I'm going to hurt you tonight, baby.
Bite your lip. Maybe reach down and pinch your nipples. Does that hurt?
Yeah.
You're gonna learn a fucking lesson tonight.
No. You keep your hands behind your back. You get to touch me if I say, when I say. And I get to do whatever I want to my pet and your beautiful body. Gotta get your cute little butt nice and tender in preparation for what's in store for you, baby. Whimpering won't spare you, pup. You know what you did. Fuck around and find out. I'd almost forgotten how fun it is hurting you, puppy. Which reminds me, that collar you're wearing. Aw, look at you squirm. Didn't expect that, did you? That's right, pet. That's not your usual collar. Aw, you didn't notice. I got this shock collar for you a few weeks ago. I was saving it for a special occasion and, well, you just had to go and fuck up, didn't you? Honestly, the fact that I felt a little guilty putting it on you should have been a dead giveaway. After how naughty you've been. Told you I'd hurt you. But now that I've seen you react to it, heard the pretty noises you make. My sweet baby boy. I don't know if I can stop myself. So adorable for me, my little pet. Hey, keep your hands behind your back. You know what'll happen if you disobey. I'll just press this little button on the remote and... Oh, I know, baby. I know. You didn't do anything wrong that time. But the first time was to show you how the shock collar worked. The second time was for being such a bad puppy earlier. And, well, that one was just for my own satisfaction, if I'm being honest. And for your sweet whimpers, of course. Isn't this great? See, I don't even have to cuff you, and you're still keeping your hands nicely behind your back. Still doing every little thing I say for me. Like a good boy. Come on now. Don't try to fuss and pretend like you aren't enjoying yourself. I see your cock down there. Twitching. Desperately trying to get out of those pants. Aw, that must hurt, doesn't it, baby? Needing that release so badly, huh? Yeah? You need it out? Start baking. Come on. I know you can do better than that. Put more enthusiasm into it. Show your owner how much you need it. You're so turned on, aren't you? It usually takes more than that to get you to beg for me like a good puppy. But this time, you're just so eager for me. Or maybe it's just the collar doing its job. Here's what we're going to do, pet. I'm going to sit right here on this comfortable bed and enjoy the show. Yeah, you're the show. If you didn't catch on. You're gonna strip for me, puppy. Make it sexy. Go on, get up and strip for your owner. Maybe I should put on some music for you to strip to? Let me get my phone. There. You know what'll happen if you don't please mistress. And that blindfold better not come off you either. Here you go, baby boy. Give me a little twirl, why don't you? Aw, baby. Even when you're terrified, you're a hell of a dancer. Sorry, I don't have any dollar bills to throw your way, but I do have much more effective motivation right here in the palm of my hand. Slow it down, pet. Mistress wants to enjoy the show. Oh, look. Look at those moves. Aw, look at you go. That's a good boy. Fuck. You look so adorable right now. So cute and vulnerable for me. It's a shame, really. That cock of yours sure looks like it needs some release. It's already dripping for me. You're such a fucking slut. All pathetic, at my mercy. And you're loving every second, aren't you? Yeah, no, we can't have that. This is supposed to be your punishment, pet. And you're... Are you fucking smiling? You fucking whore. You bad, bad pup. Don't worry, baby. I made sure to get the most powerful model they had. And that was the lowest setting. I know how much of a pain slut you are, and I knew I needed to be able to break you, pet. What? Did you think I was going to let you enjoy your punishment? No, baby boy. That's not how this works. Here, listen closely. That's me setting your pretty little neck to level 3, babe. Better behave yourself. Are you going to behave yourself? No. No speaking. Little puppies like you only get to nod. Nod your precious little head for me. Next time you speak out of turn, well, I don't think I need to tell you, sweetheart. Now, pet, normally I would have shocked you right then and there just to teach you a lesson and, well, for fun, but it's more fun like this. Having you on the edge of fear? Not knowing what this new shock is going to feel like? But knowing that at any time, at any second, I can send you over that cliff? Watching you shake and shiver in anticipation and tremble at the thought of my finger on this button? And knowing for a fact that I will press it? That sooner or later I'll give it to you? That's way better, baby. All right, puppy. As fucking precious as you look like that, naked, dripping, and exposed for me, what am I going to do with you? Aw, listen to you whimper. So cute. That cock of yours is throbbing. You're so pent up, aren't you? But, baby boy, only good boy cocks get pleasure. And you've been a very bad puppy. That's right. Very disobedient. Bratty. We'll have to fix that tonight. Give you a little puppy attitude adjustment. But first, I think Mistress is going to use that pretty mouth of yours. You know what to do, don't you, pup? On all fours on the ground, like a good pet. Let Mistress guide your pretty face to where it belongs. Fuck, I'm wet. Puppy? It's time to service your owner. Come here. Let me grab the back of your head and hold you against my pussy.
That's it, pup. Lap up my cunt. I want that tongue inside me.
Don't even think about trying to use your hands. Puppies only get to use their pretty tongues. You know that, right? You know I'll shock you if you do. And then I'll cuff your hands behind your back. And you'll have to eat me out without your hands to balance yourself with. And I'll just control you with my hand pulling your hair. Actually, what am I saying? Fuck you. You're getting punished. Give me your hands. Behind your back. Oh my god, yes. Fuck, yes. Baby, how is this even better? Just bobbing your head up and down my wet cunt? fuck. Who's a good toy for me, huh? Just having your mouth used for my pleasure? So helpless and at my mercy. Blindfolded and collared and cuffed. And I can just do anything I want with you. Look at you dripping pre-cum onto my floor. You know you're gonna lick that up later, right? Stick your tongue out, baby boy. I'm going to slide you up and down my slit. Oh. Fuck. That feels so good. You're doing so good, pet. Who taught you to please a woman like that? That's right. Keep using your tongue like that. Rub my clit with your tongue. Fuck. You're doing so good for me, baby. Oh, fuck, puppy. I'm gonna come on your face. I'm gonna use my good little toy and come all over his face. You ready, puppy? Oh, fuck. I can feel it in my pussy. All over your face. The way you moaned into me. Oh my god. That was so good. Did you enjoy that, my sweet pet? Nod for me. Well, pup. Too bad I don't care either way. Now that I got myself off, I can focus on punishing you. Like you deserve.